I am a guy and I like fire.
The Grillin' Guys.
Welcome back. It's the Grillin' Guys and it's the weekend. And Tyler just left.
GGG Tyler.
Yeah. He just left, and so we're out of beer. Trick or treat's over. All right. Change the show.
That was fun.
It was fun.
And especially living out in that little town, you want to be proud of all your local businesses. We have two breweries. That one, I love their beer.
Right.
The other one?
Well, it doesn't matter. We don't need to be haters. But we brought the right guy in. We'll just leave it at that.
That's the brewery you want to hit.
Right. Yep. If you're in the Little Burger Lowell.
And we're just having a great conversation with Trevor because Trevor is a youngster. He's a, what are you, 12? He's 30?
Yeah. I'm 28.
He's 28. So he's got all the young hipster buddies, you know, and they love. What a great time to grow up if you're 28. In Grand Rapids, Beer City, USA.
Right.
You got all this. You guys are spoiled. We were begging for Coors because we couldn't get it.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. That was that West Coast beer. Yeah.
Colorado.
Yeah. Right. But anyway, so, you know, a lot of these breweries don't serve food. Right, because it's a whole different licensure, it's a whole different animal. So, what goes good with beer is pizza, right? Now,
you
we're
think
gonna,
so?
Yeah, I do, and we're gonna in our brilliance in show design, after we talk to the beer guy, we're talking about pizza on the grill.
I'm hungry,
right? Yeah, and but one of the things that I've struggled with because I'm not a good baker is putting a pizza dough together.
And let me tell you something. I have worked on pizza crust for a long, long time, so I feel you. It's really easy to fail.
Right, right. So basically this is water, yeast, a little olive oil, some flour, and some salt, right? Those are the ingredients that go in a dough. Now, reading about this on the internet, I'm certainly not an expert, okay? But reading about this on the internet, what happens is that there's two ways to do this. One is you can do it, and then an hour later, you can use the dough to make the pizzas. I've been told by smarter people than me that that's not the preferred way. The second way is you make the dough, and then you put it in the fridge overnight, covered in cellophane on a pan. I think you do the same thing with it 1 hour, but you put it in the fridge overnight, and then you use it the next day. The beauty of this is that it'll keep a few days.
But whoever thinks that far in advance.
Yeah, right, right.
So, make a note here. Maybe in the next week or two, let's get my daughter Emily on the phone from Knoxville, because she has a one-hour menu or a recipe that she does at our house, and she uses our big mixer and everything,
right.
And a special kind of flour, and it's way better than any pizza I make.
Right.
She shows me up, and like every time she gets a chance.
Yeah, because this is all-purpose flour that we're talking about. But my point was, find a recipe on the internet. The difference is you use double the yeast if you want it to be done in an hour. In this particular recipe, it's a teaspoon or two teaspoons. It's not a ton of yeast. Yeast is an active ingredient that you don't want to overdo it. But if you use one teaspoon, you're going to get it overnight. If you use two teaspoons, it kind of speeds up the process.
Yeah.
But you were saying that it makes the dough tough.
You have
then.
To be careful. And I have tried that and failed miserably a bunch of times. And my mom was a great baker. My wife is a great baker. Me, I'm a barbecue guy.
Right, exactly.
But,
me too,
The one thing I've learned is you have to be patient. And
there's our first problem.
I know. It doesn't have anything to do with me.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you what, this oatmeal stout is phenomenal.
Yeah.
Barrel-aged.
It is.
The one thing I've learned is that if you try and do it with extra yeast, your crust gets kind of hard.
Mm-hmm.
So somehow my daughter, Emily, does it in a couple of hours, 2 or 3 hours, but she uses this flour that's yellow. And I know that King Milling is right across from New Union.
Right.
And my buddy Greg Ball is like one of the greatest millers in the country. He's one of the seven guys who mills flour that's nationally ranked. And he gives me this high-protein flour. And that's what you want. But it's a real trick. And if you can do it in advance, I would tell you to absolutely make it the day before, and you'll have a lot less trouble. If you talk to, like, I've got a buddy that had, like, five of these Domino's stores, right? They would make it up the day before and put it in the fridge. And that's how yeast wants to activate. The other thing is, when you're dissolving that yeast, don't let your water temp. Here's time for your ThermoPen. Don't let your water temperature be above 110 degrees, because it'll kill the yeast.
Oh, okay.
So it's a real... And a brewer probably knows that, right? But
right.
It's a real trick. And it's like a little active bug, right?
Right. Yeah. Yep. It is. But so let's talk about making pizzas on the grill, because
that's what we really want to do.
Let's talk about equipment and then technique, right? So what equipment do I need to make a pizza on my grill?
A grill. Just get a grill. There's several ways you can do it, but let's say you do get this crust thing down, okay? And I'm going to tell you right now, I'm just okay. People seem to like it. I'm never happy with my pizza. People that eat it are, but I think it's free food. They're seagulls, you know?
All depends who you ask, right? Yeah.
There's a place in Cedar Springs called Stein Brothers.
Yep.
That's the best pizza that's the best crust I've ever had. And my wife is a crust freak. I think women are really critical of crust. My wife is. And it's the Irish and English in her. You know, they love their dough. That Stein Brothers is phenomenal. I would love to make a crust like theirs. But let's say you've got a good dough. You can always just buy a crust from Gordon's Foods as well.
Wherever.
Nothing wrong with that.
Right.
So you can put a ceramic stone on your fireplace.
On your grill?
I have another beer bomb. You can put a ceramic stone. You can tell how many industries I've been in.
Yeah.
You can put a ceramic stone in your travel trailer. Yeah. the key is, if you're going to use a ceramic stone for your pizza, you have to have that thing heated up before you try baking your pizza, because that stone is going to radiate the heat.
Right. Evenly.
It's going to radiate it, and if you don't heat the stone up, what I used to do is take my big stone, make my pizza on it, and go set it on the grill. Well, the center was doughy. Right. The outside was burnt.
Yep.
That thing's got to be hot. You got to get it on a cookie sheet. You got to put your cornmeal on it so it'll slide off, your ball bearings, basically.
Right. Cornmeal on the cookie sheet.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yep. And slide it onto that hot pizza stone that's on your grill.
Right.
Any cheap piece of crap grill can do this.
Right.
Any grill.
Because all you're trying to do is get that stone hot, and when you close the lid, you're creating an oven, right? And it's hot as you can get it, right? I mean, when you go into restaurants that have the little wood-fired stone pizza ovens, rather.
Stone-fired.
Right. They're 700-800 degrees there.
Oh, yeah.
But that stone is hot. And they slide them in there, and they cook quickly.
And they spin them around.
Right, yep, and all that stuff.
That's a wonderful process to watch.
Right, it is. And I
would love to have one of those.
Me too. And I've been talking to Lisa about it a little bit.
Wait till you move.
Right, yeah, exactly. Because that's something you don't want to travel with as much as you want it to be installed.
Yeah, somewhere. You want a real masonry one, too.
Right, yeah, because then the stones get hot.
Oh, man.
You wood fire it in the back, and it's kind
of
cool.
And there's some tricks to that. We should get one of those guys on the show sometime, too, because I think more and more people want to build this stuff in their backyard.
Right.
And, like, you know.
We've all, you know, if COVID's done nothing else, it's taught us that we can have a lot of fun and relaxation
right
at home.
Yeah, or in Michigan.
Right.
I mean, we can't get travel trailers fast enough right now.
Right.
People want to camp. They want to go out in the woods by themselves. And look at right now. I mean, I've just got my motorhome all ready to roll. I'm working in the right place. I got my generator and my converter and everything ready. I'm going to roll that big bus up there, put the slide out, put the awning down, and crack a beer.
Right.
I'm good to go.
Yep.
I got a generator. I got gas. I got propane.
You know, I've been talking to you about this for years, and you were like the tenting man until now all of a sudden something happened. You turned whatever age you are, and you got soft, man.
You know what happened? I went camping with my granddaughters. We took them up to Wilderness State Park, and I let them sleep with Yaya, which is what they call Grandma, Maureen. So they slept with Yaya on our big mattress, and I took my little single-man portable in a little pup tent. And I woke up every morning on the ground.
Stiff.
I couldn't walk.
Right.
And I got 4-year-olds running down the beach.
Right.
Can't do it.
All right. Well, coming up next, we're going to walk on over to the campfire and maybe put some chili on. So stick with us. We'll be back.
Hey, it's Barbecue Bob. My wife and I recently built a new addition to our home and remade the kitchen. We went to Garrett's and picked out all of our products so that everything would fit in his space well. The selection was from best price to best quality, and the service was great. The delivery team was courteous and careful. Go to Garrett's Appliance, and while you're there, check out the huge selection of top brands of grills and smokers from North America. Garrett's Appliance, where families serve families. Garrett'sAppliance.com. Fen Valley Vineyards, located on the shores of Lake Michigan in Fenville, Michigan, 45 minutes south of Grand Rapids. It's one of the most beautiful, most picturesque vineyards in North America. This family's been making wine for over 40 years. You have to bring your friends and family to the tasting room and experience pure Michigan wine, Fen Valley Vineyards.